This goes to Lisa Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-668-0423 regarding Janet Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, date of birth 3/11/1943. Dear Lisa, this is a consultation for Mrs. Kelly, who was referred for evaluation and management of stage 3B chronic kidney disease. She has had elevated creatinine levels in that range since August 20th of 2021. And kidney abnormalities actually go back to 9/24/2020 with a creatinine of 1.07 and estimated GFR of 53. But since August of 2021, creatinine levels have ranged between 1.53 and 1.71, most recently 1.44, so slight improvement has occurred. In October of this year, she did discontinue her oral diclofenac, 75 milligram twice a day that she had been taking for many years on a daily basis, for arthritis, initially in knees and now in her hands. It does work very well, and she has stopped the oral formulation, though, as of the middle of October of this year. Also, her metformin was discontinued at that time, and we did discuss with the patient that that metformin alone is not nephrotoxic, but it does cause other problems once the estimated GFR is less than 30, and that would be lactic acidosis. And the lowest the estimated GFR got was on March 31st of this year. 1.71 equates to 31 estimated GFR. So probably a different diabetic medication would be appropriate for this patient. We're hoping for no further worsening of the kidney function. She also had a very large left-sided kidney stone that needed to have extraction in August of 2021. The kidney stone was 100% calcium oxalate monohydrate, and she's had no further recurrence of kidney stone at this point. She is wondering what she can use instead of the oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for management of pain, and we do allow topical applications to be used since there's much less systemic absorption in that case. So the patient's going to consider using some topical diclofenac gel, and she may be asking for a prescription of that instead of using the oral formulation. She currently denies chest pain or palpitations. She does see a cardiologist, Dr. Mander, I think M-A-N like November, D-E-R. She has a small patent foramen ovale and a left bundle branch block. That's been stable, and she's had no signs and symptoms of heart disease, no congestive heart failure. Her last hemoglobin A1C was in March of this year, and it was 6.9, and she reports that's one of the best levels she's seen it at. Usually it's around 8, she reports. She denies any history of high blood pressure, and no heart attack, no chest pain. No palpitations, no dizziness or syncopal episodes, no dyspnea, cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea or vomiting. She does have reflux disease. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Occasional nocturia 1 to 2 times a night. Occasional stress incontinence. Past medical history, she's had type 2 diabetes for several years, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, osteoarthritis of knees and hands, calcium oxalate kidney stone in August of 2021, patent for inguinal valley and left bundle branch block that's medically followed by Dr. Mander, anemia and hard of hearing requiring bilateral hearing aids. Past surgical history, she had extraction of the left kidney stone September of 2021. She had a left hand finger release of the left ring finger, bilateral total knee replacements, bilateral cataract removal, and a repair of a right block tear duct in 2022. Social history, the patient is married, lives with her husband, she's retired, she has never smoked cigarettes, she rarely consumes alcohol, and does not use illicit drugs. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease, and stroke. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Bextra, B-E-X-T-R-A. Medications, she's on Lipitor 20 milligram daily, Zetia 10 milligram daily, Protonix 40 milligram daily. Ergocalciferol, 50,000 units once a week. Iron, 325 milligrams twice a day. Imodium AD, 2 milligram as needed for diarrhea. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. And topical steroid cream, 0.1% as needed. And her diclofenac sodium, 75 milligram twice a day, was discontinued in the middle of October this year. Physical examination, height 62 inches, weight 141 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff 130 over 70. Pulse 83. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear without cloudiness or drainage. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no edema, strong pedal pulses, 2+, brisk capillary refill. Her toes are cold to touch, but the capillary refill is very brisk. And she has full sensation and motion in her feet and ankles and lower extremities. Labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done October 14th of 2022. Creatinine was 1.44 with estimated GFR 37, 9/28/2022. Creatinine was 1.62, estimated GFR 33, 3/31 of 22, creatinine 1.71, GFR 31, 8/20/21, creatinine 1.53, around the time of the kidney stone. Estimated GFR 35, 9/24/2020, creatinine 1.07, GFR 53, 12/2/2019, creatinine 0.89, GFR 60. And current labs on 10/24/22, albumin 4.1, calcium is 9.6, sodium 143, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 29. Her hemoglobin, I have August 20th of 2021, hemoglobin was 10.2, platelets 129,000, white count normal 5.7, And 9/24/2020 microalbumin to creatinine ratio is in the microscopic range of 43.9. And August 20th, 2021, the CT of the abdomen and pelvis showed a 1.1 kidney stone on the left with severe left hydronephrosis and hydroureter. The right side was normal, and there was a 5-millimeter non-obstructing calculus in the left lower pole renal collecting system also. And then an ultrasound of the kidneys was done on 9/30/2021 after removal of the kidney stone, and it revealed a small right kidney of 8.2 centimeters. Left kidney was 10 centimeters. There was no further hydronephrosis, no more stones, no solid or cystic masses in either kidney. She had a pre-void bladder volume of 176 ml, post-void bladder 61 ml. We have an echocardiogram from 2018 that did show the small patent foraminal valley. Ejection fraction was 50 to 55%. She had mild mitral regurgitation also and mild left ventricular hypertrophy. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to type 2 diabetes over years. And also she has a small right kidney. We want to ask her to have lab studies done every 3 months, so she will get those repeated within the next week or two. This time we'll repeat a urinalysis as well as a microalbumin to creatinine ratio. I will check iron studies, retic count, CBC, ferritin, folic acid, B12. We'll check parathyroid hormone and immunofixation, also free light chains. And she should follow a low oxalate, low sodium diet. And a handout was given to the patient regarding a low oxalate diet, and she should consume adequate amounts of fluids, excluding tea and dark sodas. She's to continue to avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. The topical agents are okay, including diclofenac gel. So the patient may ask you to prescribe some diclofenac gel for her, which would be fine. She's going to have a follow-up visit in 4 months with this practice. At this point, we don't feel that she needs a repeat kidney ultrasound, as she does have a urologist who is following her for kidney stones. But we would not hesitate to order that if the renal function declines when we follow the labs every 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.